Ba'ish lo b'sayif, lo b'keshes, lo b'tris. Man's not allowed to go out wearing a sword, or a bow, or a shield. Lo ba'ala, ala is a what's it called, you hit people with, a club. Lo b'romach, not with a spear. And if he goes out wearing these things, that's considered a masui, and he's chayiv chatzos. The Belezer Omer tachshitim heimlo. The Belezer says no; these things are ornaments that men wear to show their gvura. So you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. The Chachomim Omrim einam elo lignai. They are not a tachshit; just the opposite. They're a disgrace. Shneamar v'kitetu harvosam leitim. That lasid lavo, these things are going to be bottled. They're only a necessity, but they're not an ornament. Because if they be ornaments, then why would they have to destroy them and make them into kalim of farming kalim? They could keep them as ornaments. I thought that there'll come a time when these things won't be necessary. Not only won't they be necessary, therefore they'll be transformed into other things. Biris tahor of Yotzim Baba Shabbos. A biris, and the Gemara will discuss what a biris is. Whatever it is, it's tahor, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Kvalim tmeim, kvalim, whatever they are tamei. The ain Yotzim Baba Shabbos. And those kvalim you can't go out with on Shabbos. Rashi. Ba'ala mefarish b'gemara kulfa, a club. The kitetu harvosam, the e tachshitim minu lo yu betelim laasav. They're tachshitim, and even if they won't be necessary, they should be remained for tachshitim, if remain for ornaments. Vaistois, it's not just that they won't be necessary; they are a gnai. There are things that are disgraceful, and when they're needed, they're needed. When they're not needed, then they're turned into farm implements. Viris bigmar mafarish, tahora einu mekabelas tuma. The yotzim ba the lo sholfa machiva. Shoka, right? The beers is some kind of garter, and therefore you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos because we're not afraid that she'll take it off to show to other people. If she takes it off, she's going to be revealing her shok, which we spoke about before. What the shok is exactly? If it's the thigh or the bottom part of the leg. Kvalim b'tmeim b'gmarim b'farishla. I want to discuss what kvalim are. Okay, my ba'ala kulfa. Allah is a club. Reb Lezer Omer Tachshitin Heimlo. Tanya Omer Reb Lezer. V'chimiyachar Tachshitin Heimlo. V'pnei Mahim B'teilim Mosa Mashiach. If they're Tachshitin, then even if they won't be needed for war, let them keep them as ornaments. Right? Even when they're not war. Like Russian people walk around with all their medals on, even though they're not in the army anymore and they have no shaykhus to anything, but they're ornaments. Omer Lohen L'fisheinim Tzrichim. It's not because they're not ornaments. They won't be necessary. So they'll make them into something that's practical, that's functional. Shenema lo yisagoy el goy chere. Right? There won't be any more wars, so they won't need these things, so they'll make them into something you can use. Shemar says, etahave lenoi bi'alma, so keep them as ornaments, if they're ornaments. Don't use them as functional things. Amrabayim midi dahave ashraga betira. Just like a candle in the daytime, when it's not necessary, it's totally useless. So to over here, they're ornaments as long as they're needed, but when they won't be needed, they won't, not that they're not ornaments, that they're things that are disgraceful. They're taco ornaments. But when there's no need for them at all, they're no ornaments either. Upliga de Shmuel, and that argues on Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel, Ein bein olam hazeli moso moshiach ala shibud malchios bilvad. Shenemar ki lo yechtal evyon mikerev ha'aretz. Right, Shmuel held that there's no significant difference. Tosfos says, of course, there are differences. There's no Yerushalayim, no Beis Hamikdash, and Yemos HaMashiach, there'll be those things. Doesn't mean that there's no difference at all between Yemos HaMashiach and now, except for Shibud Malchus. There are other differences. But there won't be any difference in nature between now and then. Like the Rambam says, Olam Kimen Hagom Noheg, the world will be a natural world. It won't be a supernatural world, and we've explained in the past. Natural doesn't mean it'll be the way it is now. It means it'll be nature at its most ideal state, the way it was supposed to be before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. So there'll be things that appear to us to be supernatural and miraculous, but that's nature. We just got used to thinking that what's it called, the crippled world that we live in is natural. In any case, the So, but the main difference will be Shibud Malchios. There'll still be wars, and there'll still be what's it called, poverty in the world, right? That poverty will always be around, even in Yemos HaMashiach, as long as it's this world, till it's the next world. So the Chora, that which the Chachomim say, that the Pasuk, the Kittitu Harbosom Le'itim, right, that they'll beat their swords into plowshares, refers to Yemos HaMashiach, is not true. That refers to what's it called, to a different Zman, because in Yemos HaMashiach there will be wars. There won't be wars of Jews, because we won't have Shibud Malchios, but Goyim will fight with each other. So there'll still be a need for weapons in the world, and this idea that they'll be totally destroyed and transformed in Yemos HaMashiach argues on Shmuel.
There could be, there won't be ornaments to Chai, so because we'll have no shakas to it.
No, but it'll still be in a war. It'll still be a sign of Gvura. That's the idea. It'll still be a sign of Gvura. It doesn't make a difference, because if it depends when it's functional, if it's an ornament or not, and the fact that they'll be plowed, they'll be changed then, isn't a raya that now they're lignai, doesn't make a difference. Now, with this Yishayel on Shabbos. Not then. Nisayei alei l'Rabchia bar Abba, and this is a proof to Rabchia bar Abba, who l'chora argues on Shmuel. The Amr Rabchia bar Abba, Kol ha-Neviim lo nishnabu el yemos ha-Mashiach, the aval ilum haba ayin l'rosh avahim z'lasecho. All of the nevuos of the Neviim refer to Yemos HaMashiach. That's what's it called, that's the opposite of Shmuel. That Yemos HaMashiach Taka is a supernatural world, like is found in the Neviim. But what's in Olam Haba is Ayin L'Rosh Elohim Zvasecha. Okay. And the Ika de Amre? Okay, so the, what's it called? The and Shmuel holds that those Nevuos, the Kitzesu, Charvosam, whatever, is for Olam Haba. Not for Yemos HaMashiach. And the Marsha explains, L'chor in Olam Haba, there's no Gashmias altogether. They're not going to have any implements. So he explains there are two times of Olam Haba. There's the Olam Haba Haruchni, right, which, according to the Rambam, is the last stage of history, right, total spiritual world. And that's also the same as the Olam Haba that comes after you die, the Olam HaNefashos. That's the synonymous. Right, the same place where you go, where your neshama goes after you die, is the same world that will be for everybody forever at the end of history. There'll be a time in between of Tchias HaMesim, which will be a physical world, but that's also called, the Rambam doesn't call it that, but that, the Marsha says, is also called Olam Haba. According to the Ramban, Olam Haba is a physical world. It's the Olam HaTchia. Right, it'll be a different world, but it'll be a physical, quasi-physical world. So according to the Ramban, no problem. In Olam Haba, there'll be physical things. Even though it says, Zain velo yeshiva, velo amida, velo achila, velo shtia, doesn't mean it's not physical. It means you won't need those things to survive or whatever. But there'll still be a physicality, be a body. According to the Rambam, Olam Haba basically is a ruchniistic world. But there's a stage of Olam Haba, which is called Olam Hatchia, which is physical. That's what it's talking about. The Neviim were Nisnabe for that part of Olam Haba that's physical. That the physical things can apply to. The Ika di Amri, some learn this the opposite way. Amru lo Rabbi Elazar, v'chimiachad tachshitin helom, it may mahim b'teilin os Mashiach. The Chacham said to Rabbi Elazar, if in fact the weapons are a tachshit, then why are they going to be bottled in Mos Mashiach? Amru lohen, afli Mos Mashiach ain't b'teilin. They won't be bottled in Mos Mashiach. They're only bottled in Olam Haba, but as long as this world is around, right, weapons are going to be tachshitin. Hainu de Shmuel. And that taka is like Shmuel. That ain bein olam hazeli, mosa mashiach, ala shibud malchios bilvad. Upligid Rabchia bar Abba. That argues on Rabchia bar Abba, who says that the Nevi'im were all nisnabe for Yemos HaMashiach, and olam haba, nobody knows what it's going to be. Okay. Rashi. Shraga betira, ner betzaharayim. A candle in the middle of the afternoon. Mitosha ain't no tzorich, since there's no need for it, ain't no noise. It's not even nice. It's not even a decoration. Things are decorative and ornamental when they're needed. When they're not needed, they're not only not functional, they're not an ornament anymore. But today, they're metafshitin. What will be in the future is not relevant to now. The Chachom will know. The fact that they're going to transform them means that they're really not, they're functional things, but they're not nice things. And therefore, as soon as you can get rid of them, get rid of them. Uplige hadikani betelim as Mashiach, plige de Shmuel. The Shmuel ain't betelim as Mashiach. There'll still be wars in Yimos Mashiach. Lo yechtel mashma la'olam. They'll never, as long as this world exists, there'll still be poverty. Alma yesh aniyus v'ashirus. Shma minon nechomosh nesnabu hanaviyim, v'lo yeknani od, lo yimos Mashiach nesnabu. Those nevuos, that there won't be any poverty or whatever, not for Yimos Mashiach, shehein min ha'olam hazeh. Dimkein chodl lecho evyon. Because the mice, if those nevuas are true, there won't be any more poverty. Paistois, as long as this world exists, there'll still be poverty. The Rambam is a little bit difficult, because the Rambam, the Emes, passes like Shmuel, yet he says in those times, in Yimos HaMashiach, there won't be any poverty. Which is clearly not like this Gemara. Because here the Gemara says clearly that one of the things there will still be, according to Shmuel, is poverty. Sayele Brysa, Tony Batel, Yimos HaMashiach, or Pia Bar Abba. Lo Nisnabu, Dibre Nechomo Shalahem. Ayin lo rosa, ayin shal neviyim lo sholta li rosa. Even the neviyim didn't see what olam haba is. Okay. Omer le abaya le rav dini. Va'amri lo rav avya. Right? That rav avya said to rav dini. Va'amri lo rav yosef le rav dini. Va'amri lo le rav avya. Some say that it was rav yosef who said to rav avya. Va'amri lo abaya le rav yosef. And some say abaya said to rav yosef. You see how much the Gemara is medactic to say something b'shem Omro, right? My time at the Rebbe Lezer. What's the reasoning of Rebbe Lezer, right? Tachshitin heimlo. It's a tzatachshit. Tachshit, Pasuk says, Chagor, Charbecho, Al-Yerech, Gibor, right? Gird your sword on the thigh of the Gibor, Hodcho, V'hadorcho. And the sword on the thigh is a glory and a beauty. So you see that the Pasuk says it's Tachshitim. Omer le Rav Kahana lemar b'reid Rav Huna, hai b'divrei Torah k'siv. No, that Pasuk's not referring to actual weapons. That's a euphemism, a marshal for divrei Torah. Omer le in mikri yosem rei pshuto, enachinami. A lot of times in Tanakh, there are mishalim. But the marshal also makes sense. It's not just the nimshal. If the Torah compares divrei Torah to weapons, then the marshal of the weapon also makes sense. Ein mikri yosef mifshuto, for instance, in Shir HaShirim, right, where it's kulo marshal, but the marshal has to make sense too. Right, there's a pshat, a pashut pshat also. Not that that's the meaning of it. That's not what its intention is. Its intention is to be a marshal to something, but the Torah used the marshal in a way that also makes sense. Right, Eish Yisrael refers to the Torah, but it also, right, can be understood to describe women. That's not the intention of Eish Yisrael. It's to describe Torah, but since it used the vehicle of women, so what it says about women is true. In other words, the Shurei Das explains that which we have four levels of Torah: Pshat, Remez, Drus, and Sod. It's not that they're four separate different things; they are the same thing looked at from four different perspectives. The Mitzvah Melio is a marshal for something else. So you take a piece of paper. So if you look at it down, you see a plane. If you look at it on its side, you see a line. If you take a microscope, you can see the cells. You take an electron microscope, you can see the atoms, the molecules, or whatever. They're all true. They're all the same thing looked at different perspectives. So they all have to be true. So the Pshat is not something different than the Sod. It's all the same. It's just on different levels. So Mela Ein Mikra Yotzim Bepshuto means that the simple meaning is also true. You don't have only the drash, or only the sod, or only the, what's it called, the remes. There, everything is contained in that pashut also, and the pashut means as it is, pshuto. May not be the intention, but it's true too. Omer Rav Kahana Karavina Bar Timnes Reishonim, when I was 18 years old, Bahavi Gamirna Le Lekulei Ashas. By 18 he had finished all of Shas. Right. Bahavi Yodana De Ein Mikri Yotzim Vishuta. And I didn't realize that Ein Mikri Yotzim Vishuta. Ad Hashta, until now. Right? I knew this whole thing, and I didn't realize that the Pashup Shad also makes sense. Mike Mashmalan, what is he going from there? De Ligmer Inish Vahadar Lisper. You see that he learned a lot, but he didn't really go into it to understand it till later, right? So I didn't know this sod till later on, but I hadn't finished all of Shas. So you see from there, that's how you learn. You don't learn the Iyun, right, line by line. First you learn up everything. And then you go over it and go deeply into it. Right? We had in Brachas, Has Kesu Shema Yisrael, Has the Acher Kach Kaseis. First keep quiet, learn up what you're learning, and then go back and chew it up.
What was
Shas at that time? What was Shas? Shisha Storin. All the Storin about that. First of all, wasn't... Right? No, it was Mishnayis with all of the discussion or whatever. That was Talmud. It wasn't in the form that we have it now, but all the discussions on the Mishnayis that weren't written down yet, right? I don't know, here's Amorayim, so it could be the Mishnayis, the Machlokas, when the Mishnayis actually were written. But if they're written by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, they were written down already. Right? So they, what?
I read recently that we have now Shishas of Mishnah, but there used to be many, many...
No, that's in the time, the Gemara says in the time of Avraham Avinu. Right? But what's it called? From the time of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, we're talking about Amorayim, he made Shishas Dorim of Mishnah. There were 400 storim, whatever it was, or 600 storim of Mishnayis, but that's not talking the time of Tanoim and Amoroyim. That was talking the time of the Avos, maybe. Okay. Rashi. The Divrei Torah Ksiv, had a Zor Lachzor HaMishnah Secha, what's the Mashal, the Nimshal, that you should be careful to review what you learn, Shetehe Mezumenes Lecha B'Shas Hadin. Lahavi Raya Kecherav Al Yerech Gibor, like a sword has to be ready when you need it. Your Torah has to be ready when you're going to go to fight Milchamta Shel Torah. You're going to have an argument. You should have the weapons ready to fight the battle with. Lenatzea b'Milchama v'hu Hodcha, and that's your glory and your beauty. If you have the wherewithal, you know the Torah, that when you get into an argument, you'll be able to win. The Ligmar Inish Ligro Shmaisa Mirabe. The Apal Gavdelo Yoda Lekulo Tamei. Learn something, even if you don't understand it 100%. Keep quiet, listen, learn it up, and then you can ask questions and chew it up. The other list, Ber Tamei. And after that, to understand the reasons behind it. The Koshele Rav Kahana, Velohave Yoda Lahai Tamei, because Rav Kahana didn't know this Yisod, the Talmudei Havi Kimle, but he learned the whole Shas. You can learn without understanding everything, and later on you'll understand. But so there's an inyan to learn up things. With the Havi Bartimi, from the time he was 18, he already knew everything. Okay. Amr Birmi, Amr Belazar, Shnei Talmidei Chacham HaMechadidim Zele Zeh B'Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lahem. Okay, you're going to see that the Lechara is going into different situations of people who learn together B'Chavrusa, what their Chavrusa is all about. One kind of chavrusa is two talmidei chachamim hamechadidim zel lezeh b'halacha. They're both talmidei chachamim, and they learn together to sharpen each other. Okay, they're established talmidei chachamim, and they learn together, not because anyone needs the other one. They can learn by themselves too, but learning by yourself, like we had before, cherev el abadim, that it's not a good idea to learn by yourself. I saw somewhere that says that's only in chutz laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the shchin is always there, so you're never learning alone, so you're allowed to learn alone in Eretz Yisrael. You know, that inyan of cherev al abadim is only in chutz laretz. Even though it's mashma that David HaMelech said, and he was in Eretz Yisrael when he said. But in any case, that's what they say. I don't remember where I saw it. It's a likut of things brought down. I don't remember who it was brought down the name of. So that's shnei talmidei chachamim. They're both talmidei chachamim. But mechadim zel hazeh ba'alacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lahem. The Baruch was Matzliach, that they should come out with worthwhile things from their chavrusa. Shenemar, v'hadorcha tzlach, right, what's the Pasha? V'hadorcha tzlach, right, Pasha can Tehillim, v'altikrei v'hadorcha ela v'chadodcha. Your sharpening will be mutzlach, right? And the Marsha says, what's the v'hadorcha? Because the letters, Dalit and Reish are similar, so you can make a drasha, right? Even though it doesn't sound the same, it looks the same. Rabbi Shmuel Pesach Frank says that it's an inyan. The lahagdil toro lahadira is only when there's chedushin. So if you're not mechudad, if you're not sharpening, you're not making chedushin, there's no beauty to the Torah. So hadorcha means chadotcha. That's what he says. It's more inyan than letters. Velo od elashol and legdula. Each one of them will be Ola Ligdula, from this Chavrusa, that they're sharpening each other, they'll get bigger, to be bigger people. Shenemar Tzlach Rachav. The next word in the Pasuk is, Vador Tzlach, Rechav al dvar emes va'anava tzedek mitorcha no rosh yiminecha. So right after that it's rechav. And rechav means to ride on something, it means to be ola l'gdula. It's a kinui, right? It's a euphemism for being ola l'gdula. Yachal afilu shelo l'shma. I might think even if they do it shelo l'shma, the Marsha says shelo l'shma over here means they make pilpulim shel hevel. They're not doing it for the emes of Torah. They're doing it stam for mental gymnastics. So they're mechadad each other, but pilpulim shel hevel. Talmud lomer al dvar emes, has to be emes. But they're mechadad. Yachal and hegis daito. I might think if they do it in order to show each other up, lekapea chadero, that's called lahagis daito. Talmud lomer va'anova, right? There has to be anova also. Va'anova tzedek. Va'anova tzedek. Dim ocean came, zochin le Torah. And if they do it, they're zocha to even higher levels of Torah. Until now, they weren't roi lahorah, the Marsha says. Now they'll be zocha to be bali horah. The zochin le Torah shouldn't be a min. Shenemer v'torcha no roh sheminecha. You'll get the Torah, which was given in the min of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omer zochin le dvorim. Shenemer be a min of, the dvorim shenemer will be a min of shel Torah. They'll be zocha to the things that were said concerning the right hand of Torah. The Omar Rava Bar Rav Shila, the Omri La Omar Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Omar Rav Sheshes, Mai Dechsiv Orech Yomim B'Yamina, B'Smola Osher V'Kavot. What's the Pasuk mean? The Torah has in it length of days in its right side, and on the left side is Osher V'Kavot. Ela B'Yamina Orech Yomim Yika Osher V'Kavot Lecha. Only length of days, but not Osher V'Kavot. Obviously, on the right side, you have everything. Ela L'Maiminim Bo Orech Yomim Yika. The coach gain Osher V'Kavot. Those people are maiminim ba. Maiminim means they deal with the Torah lishma, but with all their strength. They what's it called? They put everything into it. And the Sfarno says, which we learned on the Wednesday night shir, the maiminim ba are the people who are torasim umnasim, who devote their entire time to learning. The masmilim, the ones who are on the left side, don't do it lishma. Don't put all their energy into it. Or like the Sfarno, the people who are Yofet Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz, they'll get Osher V'Kavod, Ika, Orech Yomim Lekov, and the Torah won't give them long life, doesn't have that skula for somebody who's not totally immersed in it. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Amechadadin, Shoalin Moshivin, Velo Lekapeach Ela Lishchade. They ask and answer, and they fight it out. They sharpen each other, and not to show each other up, only to sharpen each other. V'hadorcha k'mo v'chadotcha. V'torcha, v'talmudcha, right? That's your Torah. L'maininim shel Torah, shemefash b'shin tameyam b'dikduk, uborin ki yimin ha-miyumenis l'melacha. They do it with expertise. Just like the right hand, what's it called? Another place Rashi says that, what's it called? The people who put their entire energy, like your right hand is a strong hand. Osher v'kavod leka bitmiya, kivin dik orech yomim, kosh kein osher v'kavod. If it can give you orech yomim, surely it should give you osher v'kavod too. L'mas milim bo, she'en yigeyim bo kol tzorkam. They say that if there's no osher v'kavod, what kind of arichas yomim is it? Right? Arichas yomim is only where you have long life that's enjoyable. But if you're going to be an ani, right, you're like dead, so it's not long life. An ani is choshuv kamei, so there must be osher v'kavod also for it to be considered orech yomim. They don't put all their energy into it. Another possibility of my meaning and masmilim. Okay, so that's the first kind of chavrusa. Two talmidei chachamim, right, who get to be bigger talmidei chachamim by learning together. Right, here's a different madrega. They're not sharpening each other, but they need each other. Each one on his own really couldn't make headway of what's doing, but together they can do it. Sometimes you have people on their own, they couldn't make headway, but if once they have somebody else, this one knows part, and this one knows part, and what they put together, they're no chinzela zeh b'haloch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv lahem. The Rebbeinu Shlom listens to them. Since they listen to each other, right, that's what the pshat is. I'll hear what you have to say, and you'll hear what I have to say, and between us, we'll know. Right, so the Rebbeinu Shlom is a third party. He also listens. Shenemer oz nidbru yirei Hashem, and it says in the end, vayakshev, ein dibur l'nachas. Right? Dibur over here is nachas. It doesn't mean, what it seems to mean is that, we'll see Rashi, but dibur and nachas means it's soft. That's what nachas usually means. Isn't that what it means here? And dibur l'chara always means strong. So what do you mean ain't dibur l'nachas? Dibur is lashon kasha. But here what it means is nachas means l'naches. It means to lead, to guide. Yadber, the word dibur also has the idea of guiding, right? Dabur echad lador, one leader, right? So dibur has the connotation of nachas, which means to lead. Necheyes ha'am. See your Rashi. Hanochin zelazen, nosim v'nosim, but benachas ruach, misaskim kadei she'ilmadu. That means that they learn from each other. They're not down the madrega to sharpen each other. It's not that each one knows already, and they're just now sharpening each other. No. In order to know, they need to learn together. Yad beramim tachtenu, yashpil, v'chol shiflos benachas. So for Rashi's first chat is takat nachas. Nachas means that Yad Bir Admin means to put the nations under us, and when you put something down, it's benachas, it's what's it called, it's at rest. So it's what's it called, calm. So nachas can mean a calm, serenity. Okay? So that's the first pshat. On that pshat, they asked, l'chara, dibur is not nachas, dibur is klush and kasha. Where's the nachas? Okay? So some say when you say something clearly and emphatically, then it puts everything else to rest. If you don't say it, you say it, you know, wishy-washy, then there's still room for argument. Once you make a point, then there's nachas. Loshen acher, hanochim manhigim zetzeh. Nachas does not mean serenity. Nachas means to lead each other. Lahavchona shel halacha. Kamo leich necheye sa'am. Guide them, lead them. Yad yad ber targum shel yinhad. And the word daber also doesn't only mean speech. It means someone who leads. A dabar is a leader. Okay. The end of the pasuk says there, Vayakshiv Hashem v'yishma, v'yikosit sefer, right, zikoron lefonav, v'yirei Hashem v'lechoshvei shmo. What's choshvei shmo? So, Omer Avami, afilu chishav lasos mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo asah, ma'alol v'akosu kilo asah. That if you intended to do a mitzvah and you weren't able to do it, you're nanas, right? Then it's as if you did it, okay? So there's kasha on the, not kasha, she'ela. What if a person intended to be not a lulav, but he couldn't get a lulav? So sukkah's morning, does he make a bracha on the tilas lulav? Because it's a kilo asar, right? It's mamish like you did it. So I intended to do it. I don't have a lulav here. I can make a bracha. They say that, first of all, it says malo, it's ke'ilu asar. Whenever it says ke'ilu, it's not mamish like you did it. You can't make a brach on something you didn't do. You get the schar for it, but it's not like you did it mamish. That's one thing. Secondly, it has to be that you did something. Now, if you did everything in your power, right, then it's considered. But if you did nothing, you wanted to do a mitzvah, and you never did anything, but you couldn't do it anyway, then you don't get schar as if you did a mitzvah. You had all the things that you did, and up to a point, and then you couldn't do anymore, right, because something happened. Then that's considered the maisim you did is considered as if you finished the mitzvah. If you didn't do any maisim, you just wanted to do a mitzvah and it was impossible to do, right? Like today, somebody wants to make korbanos, but he can't, right? That's not as if you did it. But if you went and you brought a korban and you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and then lightning struck the animal and you can't bring it anymore, then all the asiyas that you did till that final point are considered as if you finished it also. Okay. Omer Abchinenah Bar Idi, Kol Ha'osem Mitzvah Kima'amora. Person does a mitzvah Kima'amora. So the Maral says Kima'amora means Ketikuni. You do it perfectly. Okay. Ein Mevasher Noso Besuros Ros. He doesn't get any bad news. Even bad news he doesn't get. They ask, L'chora Besuros is usually for good things. Shmuos Ros and Besuros Tovos. Right? So what's Besuros Ros? So I think I remember when we learned this in the Ein Yaakov, that they wanted to say that sometimes bad news is also good. In other words, it's for Musr, it's what's it called, the end is going to turn out okay, but for a while you suffer through it, right? You don't see the end right away. So it's really Besuros Ros. It's really Besuros Tovos, but it comes in a bad way. A person who, what's it called, who is Osa Mitzvah Kamamora, he does the mitzvah perfectly, so he's not even going to get Besuros Tovos in a way that's Ros. Everything's going to be perfect for him, from beginning to end. Midah k'neged midah. The Marsha says an interesting shot here. It says, Mitzvah k'ma'amora means you do a mitzvah l'shem shamayim. Why is that called mitzvah k'mamorah? Because the word mitzvah itself is shem Hashem. The first two letters, mem and tzadik, the esbash, if you interchange them, aleph to tav, beis to shin, so mem becomes a, hey, and tzadik becomes a yud. What? No. Right, hey becomes, tzadik becomes a hey, and mem becomes a yud. Right. Mem becomes a yud, and tzadik becomes a hey. So you have yud kei vav kei, mitzvah. Mem tzadik is like yud kei, and vav hey is the same vav kei. So your mitzvah is Shem Hashem. So that's osa mitzvah kim ma'amora. The first part of the mitzvah is the nister. The yud kei is nister, that it's hidden in the mem and the tzadik. And the second part is nigla, is vav kei. Okay. Shneimar shomer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. Person is a shomer mitzvah, either like the Marashah says, he does it l'shma, totally. Or like the Maral says, he does the mitzvah kitikuna, without any blemish. So a shomer mitzvah is lo yeda dover ra. Rashi. No Rashi. Let's go on. Omer Avasi, the Yisemer of Chanina. Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes a gzeira hu mevatla. This kind of person, right, even if the Rabbanu Shem makes a gzeira against him, he can be mevatla gzeira. Shenemar, ba'asher dvar melech shilto, u'mi yomar lo matase, v'somech lei, shomer mitzvah lo yeda dover ra. This pasuk, shomer mitzvah, follows the pasuk that what's it called, ba'asher dvar melech shilto, right? The Rabbanu Shel Olam is the one who has the power and the authority. Umi yomer lo matase, who can tell him what to do? Right? So you can say that is a question or it's a statement. Right? The Rabbanu Shel Olam is the power, he has the authority, no one can tell him what to do. But the Gemara is now darshaning it that it's a real question. And who can tell him what to do? The next pasuk says shomer mitzvah. Right? The person says shomer mitzvah, but I can tell the Rabbanu Shel Olam what to do too. Omer Reb Abba, Omer Reb Shim ben Lakish. Okay, let's see Rashi till we hear. Umi Yomer Lo Matase, Shomer Mitzvah Yuchal Omer Lo. It's a question with an answer, and who can tell the Rabbanu Shem what to do? The Shomer Mitzvah. Okay, now what's it called? Omer Rebbe Abba, Omer Reb Shim ben Lakish. Shnei Tamid Echom Hamakshivim Zela Zebalah. Different Chavrusa. These two guys, what's it called? Can't get it. Even what's it called? That together they're learning, but they're makshivim zela zeh b'halacha means that kam, right? They can get somewhere, right? They listen to each other, and they still won't get everything. Some one will get a little bit, the other one will get a little bit, but they won't come out with the whole thing, even after the chavrusa. But at least together they can learn something. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomei lekola, since they hear each other, right? It's not more makshiv where they're between them becoming a complete thing, but they listen. They get something out of it, right? They learn, this one will get a little bit, this one will get a little bit. So they're what's it called, makshivim, ze lo ze. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomei lekola. Shenemar, hayosheves baganim, chaveri makshivim lekolei hashmi'ini. Rashi, chaveri baganim, batim et roshos. No, hamakshivim. Melamdim ze ze, they teach each other. Umevinim ze mi ze. The listen to the Kronaka. They mamish teach each other. Okay? It's not that between them they get the thing. One can't get anything without the other one teaching him, and the other one can't get anything with this one teaching him. Each one knows a little bit, and each one teaches the other one. Not that they learn it together. They hear whatever the other one knows, he teaches him. Whatever this one knows, he teaches him. Chaveri makshivim zeleze, lohem ani omer shiashmiuni kolam va'enim. I'll hear what they have to say and answer them. They don't do that, right? They don't bother. They figure they can't learn anyway, so why bother? Then they cause the Shechina to go away from Klai Yisrael. Shenemar, after this, Brach Todi, the Rebbe Mishlom runs away. Omer Reb Abba, Reb Shimon Lakish, Shnei Talmid HaKham HaMadgilim Zeh LaZeh BaHalacha. Another Madrega. Madgilim, Rashi says, Ma'asvim Zeh Ezeh, Ve'omrim Bovin Nilmad, Ve'novin Ben Shneinu, Ho'ol Ve'en Lanu Rav Lam Deinu. We don't have anybody to teach us. So let's make an effort. We'll try to do what we can do. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavan. The Rebbe Hashem loves them. There's nothing to listen to because they're loitering around. But L'maisa, what's it called? The Rebbe Hashem loves them. Shenemer v'diglu alai ava. Amar Rava, but who the yadei tzurasa d'shmaisa? That's only if l'maisa they come out with something that at least resembles the pshat in the Gemara, right? V'hu d'leslu rabba b'masa v'migmar mi. And that's only if there's no, they couldn't go to a shir. There's nobody around to teach them, so they sit there and ploiter around with each other, right, as if they're learning, but they get the basic idea. But if they have a shir to go to, they have a rebbe to go to, and they're doing this, that's not proper. What? Why are they called Talmidei Chachamim? Because they're not Chachamim. They're Talmidei Chachamim. They want to be Chachamim someday. Right? They're Talmidei Chachamim. Even a person wants to learn is a Talmud Chacham. Right? Look, if a person whose bar mitzvah can be a Rav HaKoshuv and a person who's married can be a Rav HaGon, so a guy who knows nothing can be a Talmud Chacham too. Okay, Omer Rabba Abba, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, God will hamal the Yosef ben Oset tzedakah. A person who lends somebody money is greater than giving him tzedakah, because it's without any busha. Umatul bekis Yosef mikulan. A person who puts somebody into business, he gives him money to use to make money on. He invests, gives him an investment, right? So he's better than all of them. Okay, let's see Rashi. Brachto di basreksi. It's a pasuk after that. Hamadgilim maasim zed zeva omri bo v'nilba v'novim min shneinu hel ve'imlanu rav amdenu. Let's do what we can. We have no rav. Surasa shorish hadavrik tzas lomdu mi ravam. They got the basics from a rebbe, and now they can make some headway in what they're doing. Godul hamalvel if hishein ha'ani bosh bedavrik. There's no embarrassment if you loan somebody money instead of getting him out and out tzedak. Umatul akis. However, I think the Marsha says that the Maisa, you don't usually give a person as big a loan as you would give him tzedakah, right? So on the other hand, matul akis, if you know that you're giving him money to work with, and you'll get the money back, and you'll get profit too, you'll give him more money, even as a loan. So when you put down capital for a business, you put down more than you would do stam to loan the person money. So then both milas are there. He's not embarrassed, and he gets a lot. Mos, malay lishtakir, b'hel anachsishkar. What's this have to do with our Gemara? Rashi says, since we're talking about what Rabbi Abba said, the name Reish Lakish, Nokat Kol Hani Mile Dagadita Da Omer Lu Rabbi Abba Mishmei. Okay. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, in Talmud Chacham, Nokin the Noter Kenachash, if you have a Talmud Chacham, who's Nokin the Noter Kenachash, he holds a grudge, and he, what's it called, takes revenge like a Nachash. And they say a Nachash doesn't get any enjoyment when it kills somebody. That's when they went to the Nachash and they said, what enjoyment? An Ari kills, he eats his prey, right? You kill people, you don't eat them. What enjoyment do you get? So he says, go ask about Lashon Hara, what enjoyment he gets. No, there's no physical enjoyment from speaking Lashon Hara. So a Nachash doesn't get enjoyment. The Talmud Chacham is no king and no church in Nachash. He takes revenge, but not for his own personal benefit, because of Kavod HaTorah. Right, and the Rambam says it's somebody who's mavaza Talmud Chacham Barabim, not Bitsina. Right, so he's not allowed to be mochelin. He has to be nokim v'noter until the person publicly, because it's kavod haTorah, it's not his kavod, it's the Torah's kavod. And if he doesn't do it, he's nenesh, because he's mavaza kavod haTorah. So that's nokim v'noter kanachas, not doing it for his own purpose, he's doing it as kavod haTorah. So if you have a Talmud Chacham like that, chagreya masnecha, put him around your thighs, use him as a belt. And the Marsha says, usually wouldn't want to be close to a person who's noking the noter kenachash. But a Talmud Chacham who's noking the noter kenachash, don't be afraid to put him as close as possible. The belt is the closest you can get. Why? Because he does it, the mida, he's doing it with a cheshbon, right? It's not hefker. And not only that, you'll benefit. If you're the brunt of his nekima v'netira, it's to give you musr. So you'll benefit in the end from it. And also, he's not going to go crazy. Everything is measured out. It's going to be done when it's necessary or whatever. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Imam Haaretz uchasid, but if you have an Amoretz, ain't Amoretz chasid. If you have an Amoretz who thinks he's a chasid, there's no midas. Everything's hefker. This guy's chasidus could end to be what a chasid shote, and worse. Right? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. So he does whatever he thinks. If you do what you think, so today it'll be look like chasidus, and tomorrow it'll be disastrous. So don't stay near that person. Get away from him. Okay. Rashi, chogro, he dobbed both. stay close to him, right? Cleave to him. You'll benefit from him in the end. And like we said, you'll even benefit from his mussar. You'll learn terrible things from him because his chassidus is going to be not real chassidus. Omer of Kahana, Rav Shimon Lakish, Va'amri lo, Omer of Asi, Omer of Shlish Lakish, Va'amri lo, Omer of Abba, Omer of Shimon Lakish, Kolam Agadol Kelev Rabasov Beso, Monea Chesed Mitov Beso. Person who raises a bad dog in his house is Monea Chesed Mitov Beso. Shenemar Lomas Mere'ehu Chesed, Shekein B'losh in Yavon is Korim Lekelev Lomas. Lomas is Mere'ehu Chesed. You're taking away from your friend Chesed because poor people won't come to the house. They hear a door bark and they're afraid, and you're going to end up not being giving tzedakah. Rashi. Monea Chesed, She'enu Meniach Anim Lovo Lepischo. Lomas, Tahainu Kelev, Mere'ehu, Monea Chesed. As if it said, Monea Mere'ehu. Monea Re'ehu. We have got to look, see Monea. Memela Mashma, Shekol Teva, Shirosh, Shomem, Mishaneshes Netila. Mei, right, Kemo Vayikach Mi Yodam. From them, right? Mem is from, taking away. Of du goyim me artso. Same thing over here. Me re'ehu lamas, a kelev, is me re'ehu, takes away from re'ehu, chesed, takes away his ability to give tzedakah.